I have been waiting! Waiting so very long for peasants like you to appear! If you swear your fealty to us, we will reward you with half of the entire world! We've even drawn up the deed already! We will grant you honor, status, in some of our home cooking! Have you made your choice? Will you serve under us?
Oh, did you think I was being serious? Sorry, I was just messing with you. It's been so long since I've had an audience. Even I'm not sure what kind of role I'm supposed to play. Anyway, looks like I've finally been set free. Having to play Monokuma all the time, day after day, it was like I was stuck in purgatory, or like a slow suicide. I get bored so easy, you know, huh? What about my face? What's wrong with my beautiful face? People have told me I'm cuter than 100 chihuahuas combined. Wow, you have a pretty good memory. I guess that's why you've made it this far, huh? Sometimes a little lie is necessary to keep things moving along. Wouldn't you agree? I'm me. And Mukuro is Mukuro. She tried her best. But there's just no way she could have passed as the ultimate fashionista. Two people can never become one as long as the walls of mind and body exist. Not even if they're twins. I know, it's such a cliche, right? I'm almost embarrassed to admit it. So basically, Mukuro and I had your stereotypical twin relationship. The older sister, tough and proud. That was Mukuro. The younger sister, smart and cute. That was...
Me! Junko fucking Enoshima! And together, we were the Despair Sisters! AKA the Ultimate Despair! Like I said, I get bored easy as hell! I even get fucking bored with myself! Ugh, that again? You have any idea how many times people ask me that shit? Maybe it's new to your dumb ass, but it bores me to tears! Answering the same questions over and over? Just make up whatever answer you want, I don't give a shit! The truth's fucking lame anyway, and for reasons deeper and darker than the ocean. Ha! As if!
Well, I suppose I'd better explain. For my plan to work, someone had to be able to control the killing game from behind the scenes. The so-called mastermind had to operate Monokuma, keep an eye on everyone, things like that. But after looking at the situation, I determined it would be impossible for Mukuro to perform such duties. Because naturally, she turned out to be the letdown of the family, leaving me behind to run off and join some band of mercenaries. Such a disappointment. So, I decided to play the role of director, and have her join the rest of you in your school life. I could have let her work alongside me, but she would have been useless to me that way. Besides, 15 students seemed like a solid number to start with. Of course, the fact that she was the ultimate soldier posed something of a problem. She had what I call the three atrocities. Atrociously rank, atrociously filthy, atrociously repulsive. It was atrociously clear just how out of touch she was with the rest of society. Meanwhile, my ultimate fashionista status has an undeniable appeal that I didn't want to go to waste. Sadly, her inability to match my personality was even greater than I'd calculated. It was a lost cause. She was nothing more than a bit player, an extra, unworthy of lines. Being the utter disappointment that she was, anyone would have expected her to get killed off right away, which is precisely why I killed her. To meet everyone's expectations. Well, no, of course not. I also did it to avoid becoming bored.
I've never been a stickler for following a plan to the letter, you know? If I planned everything out and knew just what was gonna happen, that'd be so boring. So, I changed things just a bit and decided to use Mukuro to make a little point. So, you figured it out? Well, you're right. There's no way Mukuro could have pulled off such a convincing performance. But she did teach you all a very valuable lesson, don't you think? What? I sacrificed her? That's what's got you so hot under the collar? Jeez, misunderstandings sure are scary. We were the ultimate despair, you know? So we never had any kind of hope or expectations. Nope. I felt despair as long as I can remember. Like I never should have been born at all. When I was born, I cried tears of total despair. So that's why for us, it's not a big deal whether we die or kill. We're just those kinds of people. We can do anything. We've always been filled with despair. So when we do something, we go all the way and live without regret.
That's not true at all. We were twins. How could I not be sad? That's why it gets me so excited. Killing my precious sister with my own two hands. That act is filled with so much despair. You can't help but put a super in front of it. It's like super, 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 super despair. No, more than that. Super, 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 super despair. It just feels so good. And my sister, too. In that moment of death, I think she must have felt that despair. After all, to be murdered by your own sister, and only as an example to someone else, she must have died feeling such excruciating hopelessness. I'm so jealous of her. Super jealous. You're saying I don't compare to some lowly beast that can only kill the weak, right? So I'm hopelessly attractive, hopelessly brilliant, hopelessly athletic. I'm the hopelessly perfect ultimate human, huh? Don't you mean had that noble blood?
You still haven't figured that part out yet? Man, you guys are so slow! You haven't even solved all the mysteries, and yet here you are, yap yap yapping away! You've already solved this mystery, right? I'm the killer! So how about the next one? Maybe you should solve the riddle of your missing memories! Then you can start gloating! I can't wait! Your brains are like sponges, all drippy and leaky! I already gave you a hint before! All the memories you lost share something in common with a few other things! Do you recall?
So you do remember after all. Well, I would hope you wouldn't forget something so important. It was stupid of me to even ask. I apologize from the bottom of my heart for my bad manners. So then, let me ask you another question. Did you notice that each motive I presented you had a specific theme to it? Yep, you got it. So that's my question to you all. When Sayaka was murdered, what was the theme of the motive I presented? Ding, ding, ding. You got it. Remember those DVDs I gave you guys? Each video showed the total destruction of your most important relationships. For example, your family. For example, your friends. I ruined all those relationships and showed you the results. It was to motivate your desire to escape and kickstart your urge to kill. But still, what a cruel thing to do. Yes, well, I'm perfectly happy to accept your disapproval.
Okay! Time for the next question! So, what was the theme for the second motive? Yay! Makoto got it right again! That time, the theme was embarrassing memories and secrets! Yeah! And the whole reason Mondo did what he did was to protect his secret. Relax, relax. Okay, on to the next question. So, what was the motive for the third murder?
Seek and destroy! Hell yeah, you got it again! Goddamn straight it was money! Celeste killed Hifumi and Taka for a little personal gain. Her greed led to all kinds of death and destruction. Don't worry, sweet cheeks. Just one more to go. Now, can you tell me the motive behind crazy-ass Sakura's crazy-ass death?
Precisely. You see, once I revealed Sakura's betrayal, that led to everything that came afterwards. Anyway, it looks like you answered all of my questions correctly. How painfully delightful.
Relationships? Secrets? Money? Betrayal? These are all pretty standard motives, right? The most normal of normal. Totally middle of the road.
But of course, those aren't the only motives that exist in this world. In fact, there are as many reasons to kill as there are people on Earth. They compel humans to kill each other, bringing despair to the world. This is what we refer to as the seed of despair. Just as water, air, and food promote growth in living things, the seed of despair also needs nourishment. And that nourishment is hope. Despair can grow only in the presence of hope. Two sides of the same coin, divided by a razor-thin line. Such is hope and despair.
If you would listen, you would see I'm not changing the subject. We are discussing your memories. What I'm trying to say is, The seed of despair is closely tied to your own memories. You see, by taking away your memories, I gave you hope. Of course, that hope merely existed to be consumed by despair. Is that so? All you've been able to think about during your time here is how to escape, right? The mere fact that that's what you want proves I gave you hope.
If none of you wanted to escape this school, the killings never would have taken place. That is why we took your memories, so that you would have the desire to leave.
Correctamundo! A most troubling thought, isn't it? But it's not enough. I want more distress! More despair! I put so much effort into creating hope in order to feed your despair and make it grow! So, just like Crazy Eddie slashing his prices and passing the savings on to you, let me give you a hint! Okie dokie! Like they say, seeing is believing! I'd like for you to see the outside world! Now are you interested in what I have to say? You wanna see what's out there? Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I wanna see, too! See your faces sink into despair! Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha! Now then, open sesame! Behold! The world beyond the school walls! This is the outside world you've all been so anxious to claw your way back into!
Dangerous. The world has grown so very dangerous. That's what this means. What you just saw, all of you should recognize it. That world is locked away within the memories that were taken from you. If you can't remember, please just try. Do your best to try and recall.
Better kick your brain in the ass, 'cause it's up to that gray lump whether you live or die.
I don't remember. Ain't a fucking excuse no more. 'Cause now it's time for the final class trial. Come on, bitches. Remember or die. What the fuck happened outside?
The video that's playing right now. I'm the mastermind. Nice to meet you too.
The world's been destroyed, get it?
Okay, that's enough of your little lover's quarrel. Whatever happened, it doesn't matter at this exact point in time, right? The end justifies the means. Everything serves the outcome. In other words, the world has ended. That's the important thing. Calm down. It's okay. There's no need to panic. Every living person will be dead in 100 years anyway. So the world ending isn't that big a deal. Well, as long as we're being ridiculous, I have another ridiculous story to tell you. It's the story of the Togami Corporation, which has given Byakuya's life all its meaning.
I'm glad to see you took the bait. You bit into it like a middle-aged secretary at an all-you-can-eat cake buffet.
Hey! So, what do you think happened to the Togami family?
Correct! Well done, peasant!
I just got so fucking bored waiting, I couldn't help it! Even if you're wrong, eventually you'll figure it out, right? Till then, you're just going in circles!
So, no matter what you pick, you get the right answer! Pretty innovative, don't you think?
But, do you think it might be a disease? Getting bored so easy, I mean. Do you think I might be sick?
Anyway, like I was saying, Byakuya's entire lineage has been totally annihilated!
I can confirm that his entire family has died. Even the distant relatives. The Togami name has perished.
Stop! And said with such authority! A peasant would dare challenge us? The avatar of divine punishment? You must learn your place, peasant! You are no longer the ultimate affluent progeny! Hell, there is no world anymore, remember? It got fucked a full year ago!
Huh? I don't make sense.
Poo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Have you considered the possibility that you're mistaken about that? Well, if I'm understanding you right, it sounds like you think the tragedy happened a year before you arrived here. A few weeks ago. Ooh, I get it! You're saying that what happened 2 years ago actually happened more recently, right? Well, I mean, you guys all started attending Hope's Peak Academy 2 years ago.
I understand why you'd have trouble accepting it, but in the end, you can't deny the truth. And the truth is, everything is cause and effect. Deny that, and you may as well give yourself up to God.
So, You must surely understand all the hints I've given you so far, right? What are the memories I took from you?
Come now, answer us. Answer with all your heart and soul. Another correct answer. Well done, peasant. That's right. You've already spent 2 full years here at Hope's Peak Academy, and that entire period of time is precisely what you've forgotten.
Everyone's so conflicted. After seeing all the evidence, do you have any choice but to acknowledge the truth?
Isn't it just so desperately dark? The mystery's solved, but it's like a goddamn funeral in here. Shit, man, I've never been to a funeral. Hell yes!
2 years of school life. How many moments of blossoming youth have you missed out on? How many fun classes? How many school events? This was your chance to build lasting friendships, right? And on top of that, something tragically sad happened 1 year ago. The biggest, most awful, most tragic event in human history. Right before everyone's eyes, the world came crashing down. You absorbed all that despair, but then you forgot it all. And once you'd forgotten, you made the choice to subject yourselves to this killing game. Oh, and there's one other thing. To be even more precise, the memories you all lost were...
Actually, never mind. I'm bored. Explaining stuff is boring.
We are bored of this world. Everyone always talks big, declaring all the great things they'll do. But then they always fizzle out. This world is just so desperately fucking boring!
In a way, I'm jealous of all of you. To give yourself over so completely to such stimulating despair.
Yeah, so figure out the rest for yourselves! I'm sick of expositioning all this shit!
Figure out where your memories come apart. That's at the heart of all of this.
Wow, you still have enough spirit to keep on talking, huh? So I don't know much about the details, but it seems like everyone remembers passing out, right? And your sense of time got all messed up because of the memory loss after that? I guess it must have been something like that. But instead, 2 whole years had gone by.
You got it, honey. 2 years of memories? Poof! Gone! Which means, of course...
When everyone met for the first time, it wasn't actually for the first time. Unaware of this fact, you took the time to introduce yourselves to each other, but...
Yep, that's what they reveal. You were all such close friends. You spent 2 years together, and then you started killing each other. And it was all so you could escape into a world that's already been annihilated. What a terribly tragic tale. Even if you left now, there's nothing you could do to fix it.
I love you all so much. Once your school life here began, I thought about you constantly. It's only natural that I would fall in love.
So, since I love you guys so much, I'll tell you all about it! All about the idea we came up with as the ultimate despair! Our plan to bring despair to all mankind! Let's go back in time 2 years, okay? Back to when everyone first came to this school. School life during that first year overflowed with hope and happiness. Oh boy, it was just the worst! Everyone was enjoying themselves so much! You were all having the time of your lives!
But that couldn't last forever, of course. The peacefulness only made it through that first year. Because after that, an event unfolded that hammered a soul-crushing despair into all of humanity. The biggest, most awful, most tragic event in human history. The tragedy. All too soon, the world's days of peace came to a bloody end. And as you can imagine, the school was no exception. The tragedy even made its way here, leading to the extermination of most of the students.
What do you mean? You have a point. If I had to describe it, I'd say it was none of those. How can I put it? It was more of an ideological thing. Despair is contagious, you know. It's almost like a natural phenomenon. Everyone is capable of it. And now the entire world has fallen into despair.
In other words, if you see despair as the enemy, then your enemy is the world itself. We didn't ask you to try to understand. This was a tangent anyway, unrelated to the matter at hand.
Okay, so let's get back to the story. Hope's Peak had taken so much damage. You guys were the only survivors. The members of the 78th class of Hope's Peak Academy We're the only ones left.
And then, something super neat happened! Now pay attention, because this is important, and I'm only going to say it once! So guess what? To protect everyone who had survived, Hope's Peak was transformed into a shelter! That's right! It was transformed into a shelter! I said it twice!
Now, someone was responsible for that transformation. For creating what would eventually become your prison. Do any of you know who that might have been?
We believe he had something like that in mind, yes. If you, the collective hope of a new generation, could survive, maybe the world could have a fresh start.
Yeah, the headmaster put that much faith in you.
But creating the shelter was also his single biggest mistake. It's laughable, really. He was the headmaster, but he had no idea! He had no idea that we, the ultimate despair, had already made our way into the school! So what was supposed to be a shelter to keep you safe became a cage that made it impossible for you to escape despair! I have to say, it really helped me out a lot! It saved me a ton of time!
By the way, it was you yourselves who blocked off the windows, the doors, all the exits. Under the headmaster's direction, you all went about your work like obedient little sheep.
And then you forgot all about it and started bitching about how you were trapped in here.
Once you'd finished building your little shelter, it was time for me and Mukuro to get to work. And thus began the killing game.
Me and Mukuro had come here, spending the last 2 years waiting for that moment.
That moment where you all began killing each other served as the climax of our global despair plan.
And the only reason you survived the tragedy was so that you could be a part of it.
Because this was so much more than a simple high school deathmatch. Rather, it was a method to hunt down and destroy every last remaining speck of hope in the world.
Well, it would seem that there's a little bit left out there. A few souls unwilling to give up hope. So I thought I should show them, which is why I...
Well, why don't you tell me?
Uh-huh. That's exactly what I'm talking about. To show the world the murders taking place at this school, which was meant to be a symbol of hope.
That was the whole point of the ultimate despair. When I said climax, that was what I was talking about.
The world watched as you fell into despair and began to kill each other one after another. Despair is as contagious as any disease. Any hope left turns to despair.
Isn't the power of television just amazing? By the way, since we started broadcasting, a whole bunch of people have tried to come and rescue you.
But utilizing the heavy weaponry I installed around the school grounds, I had no problem expelling them. I have to thank you all. They were a relentless bunch, refusing to give up on hope and trying to force their beliefs on the world. But in the end, I was able to give them the final despair. Death.
Well, sure, but I also gave you a second chance at life, right? So it's like, give and take. And there's a reason I chose you guys to survive when all the other students were dropping like flies. I mean, we built up 2 years of memories together. You were all my treasured classmates.
Sorry, that's a lie. I just figured you'd despair even more when you found out a friend had betrayed you.
And that's the truth, which is what you wanted, right? So, does it make you feel utterly lost and hopeless? You solved the mystery, but despair at the truth, right? And if we did, then what? Our final desire for creating this world of despair was so we could experience one last class trial. If you were bold enough to solve the mystery, only to discover that the truth was utterly hopeless, how would you react? What would you do?
See? Discovering the truth doesn't necessarily lead to a sense of hope.
Truth can be full of despair, too! Like right fucking now!
Not to mention, all those motives I talked about were totally meaningless. I mean, with the world having ended and all.
And think about it. You chose to lock yourselves up here, then started murdering each other to get out.
A peasant begging for his life? Oh, how delightful! We've never witnessed such a travesty firsthand.
But I'm sorry to say, begging doesn't work on me. All I want is despair, and there's no reason for it. And since there's no reason, there's no argument against it. There's just no understanding it. No argument, no understanding. What better definition of ultimate despair could there be?
Huh? Until you see it with your own eyes. Truth and falsehood overlap one another. In other words, you're not unlike Schrödinger's cat right now. Is that what you're saying? If so, what then?
Are you saying you won't accept the truth until you can go outside and see for yourself? Well, you better not. You go out into that world and you're all goners for sure. Trust me, I'm not lying about any of this.
Huh? Everyone I've killed? What are you talking about? You're the ones who killed them.
I didn't kill anyone. I simply gave you a little nudge in the right direction.
And that's all it took for you to start killing each other. You're nothing but bloodthirsty animals.
That's why anyone was murdered here, peasant.
Say what you want about hope, but we're all creatures of instinct, right? Despair comes naturally.
Hell yes! That's funny as shit!
You certainly have a talent for passing the buck, don't you? That must be your hope, huh? But we don't have much time left to keep up this banter. We have to draw things to a close soon.
I'm talking about the vote, of course. You didn't forget about that little rule, did you? Oh, and also, since this'll be the last vote, I decided to change the rules.
You guys so full of hope, and me so full of despair. I've decided to have you vote which one will be punished. If even one of you votes to punish hope, well then, I'll consider that a win for me and punish everyone on the side of hope. Oh, but don't worry. I won't be voting, of course. Oh, let me just mention one more thing. When I win, to punish you guys, you'll have to stay here till you grow old and die. No fighting, no killing. That's your punishment.
If you're not happy with that, then go ahead and punish me. And make your way to the outside world.
Enter a world fallen from grace, where only despair exists, where you'd likely be dead within a day.
Wait a sec! I just got hit with an inspiration bomb! Dying of old age is boring as shit, right? The audience at home isn't gonna dig that at all! So, here's what'll happen. One of you will get to experience an instant, super impressive punishment! And I get to decide. Who's gonna have to suck it down? Makoto, you're up!
Yeah, you've been acting up, causing all kinds of trouble. I hate you!
So let me make this clear. Everyone has two choices in front of them. If a single person votes for hope to be punished, then only Makoto will receive a harsh punishment, and the rest of you will live here in peace.
If, on the other hand, you desire to see us punished, then you must all leave this place.
I will force you out, ensuring you all die horrible deaths in the outside world.
What I'm saying is, if you sacrifice Makoto, the rest of you will get to live out your lives.
What? Has your resolve softened? Have you lost confidence? Are you afraid of being punished? Don't you have faith in your friends?
It's okay. You're right to be afraid. It would seem all of those around you have realized the futility of going against me.
It's so beautiful. Your lovely faces, eroded by despair, have come together as one.
Besides, Hyoko, you could never betray your father, could you? I mean, the headmaster's only wish was that all of you would survive, right? That's why he tried to trap you all here, after all. The least you can do is try to honor your dead father's wishes.
One person's despair is enough to seal your fate. Isn't that just the most hopeless outcome ever?
So, who do you think's gonna give in? Whose despair is gonna sign your death warrant?
So boring. Stubborn till the very end, huh? Well, that's fine. Then let's just hurry up and get it over with. It's time for the final vote. Everything will come to an end. Your stupid hope.
And your stupid life!
If I were to die, that would be the end of Hope's Peak Academy. By the way, the air outside is totally polluted, you know. The only reason we're okay in here is thanks to the air purifiers in the physics lab. If I die, the purifiers will screech to a halt. In other words, As soon as I die, the communal life you've all been living will come to an end. All of you will have to leave. You'll have to go into the world outside, where only death and despair are waiting. So, what are you gonna do? Will you just die? Is that what you want?
What the hell are you?
So uncool.
Your stupid faces, the stupid things you've said, the stupid way you all treat each other. It's all so uncool. So unhip! Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up!
Lame, 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 lame!
What's going on?
What's happening?
The hell? I lost?
Well, that's just totally the best!
So this is despair. True despair.
And now I...
No, no, no. There's one last thing. It's fine, it's fine.
Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it!
How many times do I have to tell you?
Don't get in my way!
So this is how the despair of death feels.
It's so wonderful!
Even a tenth of this despair. Even a hundredth.
I want every last soul on this planet to taste such despair. I want the entire world to die with that despair in its mouth.
Okay, let's do this. I've reserved an extra special punishment for last.
Let's give it everything we've got.
It's punishment time!
You suck.
What do you want?
So uncool.
Hope is a joke.
Outside is only despair.
Who are you?
You're gross.
You're scared, aren't you?
Suffer from despair.
You dare to stand against us?
Your idiocy ends here.
I just love despair. You're unbearable.
Would you like to die?
Everything is pointless.
Despair into tomorrow. Despair into your memories. Despair into nothingness.
No, damn you.